Lake Effect continues on 89.7 WUWM. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Tyke. For the past decade, the Pfister Hotel has had both an artist and a narrator in residence. Each appointment lasts a year. The artists have a studio just off the lobby where visitors can chat with them and watch them create. The narrator has a desk on the first landing of the grand staircase leading from the main lobby.
The current and 11th narrator, Anna Lardinoy, began her tenure last month. We visited her at the hotel to find out more about the position and why she wanted the job.
This was honestly a dream of mine, and I'm so excited that it has finally come true. Ever since I learned about the Pfister narrator position, I have wanted to do this, but it never felt like the right time to apply. And this year just felt like the right year, and I'm very fortunate to be here. I wanted to be a part of this because I love the Pfister so much. So many wonderful things have happened to me in this building, and I just love the magic of it. But I also wanted to have the opportunity to connect other people with the hotel in lots of different ways. And I'm most known for giving tours, and wanted to incorporate that kind of connection in with the history of the Pfister.
When you think about the Pfister, or someone first comes in who might not know much about it, what are some of the first things that you want to tell them, that you want them to know about this building and this place?
Well, I think I first want them just to soak up the majesty of the lobby, because it is just so magnificent. It's almost like stepping into another more elegant world. And so I just want to show them and then let them know that this hotel has been continually operated since 1893. And much of the things that make this so magical and special are part of the original design, and I think that that's really wonderful.
Yeah, we're in the lobby right now. We are talking right now, and we are actually up on a landing because this is your desk.
It is.
And so for the year that you are the narrator, this is where you will mostly be?
That's correct. So when I'm in the hotel, I'll be at this desk unless I'm interviewing people or attending one of the events. And it's very exciting to be able to just look over the lobby in this wonderful, magnificent place and know that I am going to be a part of its history.
I'm not from here. I came here 12 years ago for the job, and somebody said, you must go to see the lobby of the Pfister. So I walked up here, because we're just, you know, a few blocks away, and I walked in and I looked at that ceiling and I thought, I feel like I'm in Europe.
I know. It's so wonderful. And then as you walk around, you see all this magnificent art, and it takes you to a special place. And then if that's not enough, the views are just astonishing. My very first day that I was here, the wonderful executive assistant of the hotel gave me a tour of the hotel. And one of the things that she showed me, just I knew that she understood me right away, is she took me to her favorite bathrooms in the hotel that had these absolutely magnificent views of the city that you're going to get nowhere else. And it just made me feel like this is the right place for me to be.
There's something about, it sounds funny to say, but there's something about a well-appointed bathroom. And I love the ones that take some care. It's not just a functional place. It's a place, why not have some aesthetic some views and some other things that make it just special to go into?
Well, the one that really struck me that she took me to not only had these amazing views, but it's on the 7th floor, and many brides use that bathroom as kind of their touchstone area for getting ready. And it seemed like a wonderful place just to relax with the book or just do anything lovely and self-pampering, because it was just such a nice bathroom.
Well, speaking of art, we are standing right in front of a piece. Who is this?
Well, this piece is titled Breakfast. It is part of the 3D virtual tour, and it is one of the many pieces that have been with the hotel since it opened. I am just doing this deep dive into all the history. This week I've been spending time looking at the very first convention that the Pfister ever held, which was just weeks after it was opened. And the newspaper covered it extensively because it's a brand new hotel, it's the first one. And I'm looking at all of the drawings, and that is actually when I first noticed that. And so I did a little research, and I'm like, oh yeah, this beautiful painting, which I have always loved and thought was original, not original to the hotel. So I'm just so excited to find out all this new stuff.
Now, does the Pfister have its own historical archives that you're able to access?
Well, I got the opportunity to meet the archivist. Her name is Leslie Hendricks. She is pretty much my favorite person I've met in this whole entire journey. We were just two peas in a pod initially because we both whipped out our little steno pads, and then we knew that we had a kindred spirit, and we both get really excited about original source material. So, unfortunately, we haven't always appreciated keeping things for historical reasons. And it wasn't until the Marcus Corporation took this over that there even starts to be an archive. They do have things from the past, but it's not nearly as rich as one would hope it is with all the history that's happened here. But the Marcus Corporation is really committed to documenting the things that are happening and preserving them now. And she has painstakingly gone through and continues to go through thousands of images that were taken at the hotel and then tried to date and document them and create this database of information so that people can draw on and use it in the future.
Well, that to me, that would be a wonderful resource to have. Oh, anyone who's interested. Does the Milwaukee Historical Society have anything about the Pfister, or is it just sort of general?
Well, they do. I actually, when I was in the application process, when I found out I was a finalist, my very first stop was to the Milwaukee County Historical Society, because I've done so much work there in the past, and I feel so comfortable there. I knew that even if I didn't find a lot of great stuff, it would still be very comforting to be in that building because I love that library. So I went through their boxes, because how historical societies work is they just get whatever people donate to them. And then they archive it and then wait for someone to want it. So usually when you go to a historical society, you say, I want this subject. And then they give you a box and some files and then tell you to have at it. Right. So I wasn't sure what I would find. The thing that most sticks with me that I did find is they have a bunch of menus from the Charles Pfister era of very important events that happened here. When the Prussian royalty came, when some of the presidents came. So they have the menus of what was served that day. And it's just so fascinating to look at to see how our tastes have changed about what we think is fancy. Because it's pretty obvious just from looking at the menus without doing much research that turtle soup was considered incredibly elaborate and delicious and elegant because it appeared on almost all of those early menus.
All right, so let's get to the first thing you're going to show me here. Well, so we're up on this lobby area, and we're in front of a glass case.
Right, and so I just got done saying that we don't have a lot of things from the Pfister era, and now I'm going to show you some things from the Pfister era. So these are some of the physical pieces that are part of the archive, and I particularly really like looking at the keys and just imagining what that would be like, especially when you walk in what I call the historic part of the hotel, which is the floors 1 through 8, because that was the original. And I'm going to take you up to the third floor as well. And to me, that really gives you a sense of what this hotel must have been like. And I find it very exciting.
I always think, who touched those keys?
Right, right. Here's an example of one of the entry books, and I just look at these signatures and wonder, who are these people? Why were they here? Where did they go on to? I just really, really get excited about these things because I've been doing so much reading about its opening in research for the information about the first convention. They published extensively in the paper a list of how much everything cost. In $1893, a pair of wine glasses were listed at $250. So I put that into a historical conversion. That's $7,000. Can you even imagine being offered a glass of wine in a $7,000 goblet?
I'd be terrified. I'd be terrified that it would crack in my hand and then I would owe that money.
Even in today's prices, they were talking about the curtain. No curtain in the hotel could be had for less than $500 a pair in 1893. They had the finest linens in the whole entire world were brought here. It was just an amazing amount of luxury and decadence that I cannot imagine, but kind of I still feel here, even though I know we are not drinking out of $7,000 goblets.
Well, I'm not anyway. You and I are probably not.
Right, but I can still feel that way a little bit when I'm in the lobby and I hear that tinkling piano and I am sitting in that comfortable club chair enjoying myself. I can feel that still, and I love it. The original Pfister china is made by the Haviland Company, and it was made just for the Pfister. And the original bill for the opening week of all of the silverware and dishes and crockery was $25,000 in 1893 money. So they spared no expense to make this a palace for everyday people. And it really, truly still is.
What do you hope to do for people in this position? What is it that the hotel wants you to do? And then is there anything in addition that you want to do? Mm-hmm.
My pitch for the position was really coming from a historical background. So it's the 125th year, and I wanted to look at the contrast between the first year and the 125th year to see what's changed and what stayed the same. And I also wanted to invite people to enjoy the history with us. So I've already started creating our very first self-guided tour that begins and ends at the Pfister that has guests go into the city to experience the rest of the city and then come back to the majesty of the Pfister. I think that when people engage in history and the stories, it becomes so much more real to them and they have so much more affection for things. And I want to welcome other people into this Pfister history and Pfister experience so that they can love this too.
Anna Lardinoy is the current Pfister narrator in residence. You can find her at her desk on the first stair landing off the main lobby. You can find out more about both Pfister residency programs at WUWM.com.